Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888. That's 1-888 Farmers to switch, and you can save buku amounts of money on your auto insurance. Look, what else do you have to do with your phone over the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food that your friends ate again. Call 1-888 Farmers. Stop playing. 1-888 Farmers for a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
And take that for data. We got Brock Huard, former NFL quarterback, now a Fox football analyst, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And he's up there in Seattle, so we can get into this Russell Wilson stuff with him. And then Rob, at the last segment of the show is, of course, what?
A Trash Talking Tuesday. Hee-haw-zee-wow-zee-woo-woo.
That's right.
You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
Somebody said Jonas Knox and them were using that, Chris, the hee-haw one, on their show. Iowa Sam, were you doing that show?
I might have commandeered it for other uses.
I never miss Jonas's show, so I don't know.
Wow.
It's only when you come up, Rob. It's only when you come up in conversation I use it. So.
Yes. No, it's
all
great, good.
It's great, though. We love it.
Hee-haw.
You wanted to trash something. We both did, actually, at the top of this hour, remember?
No, I forgot.
With the death of Marty Schottenheimer?
Yes. Totally forgot. Mm-hmm. You know what? Chris, if somebody's a bad person, you can't rewrite their obituary to act like they didn't do anything bad. Correct? Right? Whatever happened in your life, it's a part of your life story.
Not that he was a bad. I mean,
No. But I'm just saying, in general, if a guy was a mass murderer in his obituary, you're going to write what he did.
Mass
you're not
going to
write a glowing
yes
piece about how good he was and how he
that's
going to
be in the headline. Mass murderer,
Finally gets his whatever. But there was a headline in the Washington Post today for the death of Marty Schottenheimer at 77 years old. And Chris, I'm trying to find it, but basically,
I'm about to read it.
Okay, yeah. Can you read it? This was in the Washington.
This was in the Washington Post. I'm trying to scroll down to get it myself, but their headline said this: Marty Schottenheimer, NFL coach whose teams wilted in the postseason, dies at 77. The Washington
was that
Post
necessary?
Ride,
Was that
terrible. I don't know how in the world, first of all, who thinks of writing that? And then how does that get, you know how it is, right? It's got to go through 2-3 editors.
Right.
At least before it gets in the paper or online. How in the world, like, what?
I get it. Marty struggled in the playoffs. That doesn't deserve to be in the headline. Long-time NFL coach dies, whatever. It this sound like this was, whoever wrote that, was a fan of the team that he coached, a couple of the teams. And Marty had trouble in the playoffs, Chris.
He did. There's no doubt about
There's
that.
There's no
that
doubt.
That was part of his reputation, really.
But does that belong in the headline?
Season. Yeah. No. That is.
I'm a tough guy.
I think they you know apologized. Because they got ripped for it.
I'm a tough guy.
Did they apologize? I know they got crushed.
Rob G, was there
a Washington? Let us know if you find
it. Yeah, if you find it. Because, Chris, they did get crushed because it's tasteless.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're trashing them, Washington Post, for that. But you'll be able to trash anyone, anything. So you better get ready to call up in about 30 minutes. These lines fill up fast. Come hard, come correct on The Odd Couple. All right, Rob, you had a take yesterday that I think, my opinion, to put it kindly, was ridiculous. And you said that Tom Brady, having won his 7th Super Bowl ring, was now the Robert Horry of the NBA. I'm going to give you the floor to explain yourself. I mean, just go have at it.
What? I'm just saying, and Robert Horry and other people, because all of a sudden, there was nothing but stories about Robert Horry today. What a shocker. What a surprise.
Because of your take.
Well, it was my hot take that people latched on to because, you know, Robert Horry was on some...
I didn't see anybody agree with you. I just saw people talking about it.
On some good teams, and he happened to make some big shots, Big Shot Bob. I said he was more clutch than Tom Brady. But the bottom line is, Tom Brady won 7 championships, Chris, but it doesn't mean that he was always the main reason. I keep telling you, 2 of the Super Bowls he won, he threw a grand total of 1 touchdown. So there are other moments where other players played a factor, and Tom Brady was there. Tom Brady played in it. When they beat the Rams the first time, he had 145 yards and only 16 completions. The defense stopped the greatest show on turf. His last Super Bowl in New England, when they beat the Rams were held to 3 points. They averaged 35 points a game. It was an unbelievable beatdown of Sean McVay by Bill Belichick and his defense. So there are moments. Tom Brady's latched on to some, and some he played well in, Chris, but not all of them. So when people look at it and go, Tom Brady's won 7 Super Bowls, he's not responsible for all 7. There were times where he was a bystander. He was a hanger-oner. He was a also-ran. And so all I'm saying is, because he wasn't that guy, Michael Jordan wasn't an also-ran or a hanger-oner. All those 6 championships.
You didn't say he's not Michael Jordan. You said he's Robert Horry.
No,
there's
I know, but I'm trying to
between
no,
there.
But I'm saying Robert Horry has 7, and so does Tom Brady. What's the difference? To me,
it ain't that far off. No, here's the difference. First of all, winning a Super Bowl, Rob, is a year-long thing. It's not just one game. It's not. And you know this, like you've said, you've covered the NFL for 35 years. Then you should understand the team dynamic, the locker room dynamic. We talked to Will Packer, who talked about it with actresses and actors. Like, when you get a leader, an alpha, a guy who makes everyone better, makes everyone believe, that's a factor, not just in the Super Bowl, but year round. And that has been Tom Brady's history as much as winning the Super Bowls. Because I said it once and I'll say it again. The New England Patriots with Bill Belichick and a Pro Bowl Drew Bledsoe were garbage before Tom Brady took over.
Are we rehashing this? Really? No,
yeah, we are. Because you had your take, and I'm not going to take up the whole segment now. They were garbage. You act like they were winning before Brady took over. They were 5-11 the year before and 0-2 when Bledsoe got hurt. Brady steps in. They win 11 of their final 14 games in the regular season and the Super Bowl and 3 of the next 4 Super Bowls. So you can't act, I don't care what he did in the Super Bowl game. Had he not been the starting quarterback, that team wasn't even on pace to make the playoffs. The playoffs. We're talking playoffs. But and then of course it happened this year with Tampa Bay. So I'm just saying, Tom Brady also has tremendous individual numbers. They're not the best individual numbers in football history, but they are awesome. He's the all-time leading quarterback in touchdowns passes. He's second in yards. He's the, you know, has 6 game-winning drives in his 7 Super Bowl appearances. That's clutch. So Robert Horry never averaged more than 12 points in a season.
Did he make clutch shots?
Can we keep it real? He averaged double figures in 3 of his seasons in his whole career. He started less than half of the games in his career. He never averaged more than 6 rebounds in his career. And Robert was incredibly clutch. But he only hit 1 game-winning shot in all those 7 NBA finals he went to. So can we stop it with the Robert Horry is the in the playoffs he becomes Michael Jordan?
Chris, it's not. There are other good role players, but he hit big shots.
But he is not, to put him on Tom Brady's level is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. He never even was considered for a Finals MVP. Brady's won 5. I mean, really, Rob? Come on, man. You know.
Tom Brady, it's cute. No, it's
funny.
Not.
It gets a chuckle out of everybody that sees it.
No, but I'm telling you that Tom.
It's not to be taken seriously.
But Tom Brady easily, you could chalk off about 4 or 5 of those championships easily that Tom Brady had nothing to do with. And then when it came time to it, Chris, when he had Randy Moss and they were 18-0, what happened to that game?
How did he have a game-winning drive if Adam Vinatieri
missed 3 field goals? You wouldn't even know Tom Brady's name, Chris.
Is a field goal not a part of the game?
No, but my point is... No.
Why couldn't Aaron Rodgers get people to field goal position to win games?
No. My point is that you wouldn't know who he was. And then you wouldn't go, Tom Brady's this. No, the field goal was missed. When Joe Montana won his 4 Super Bowls.
We still know who he was, Rob.
When he won his 4 Super Bowls, twice he had to throw a touchdown to win the game. Twice.
You act like his claim to fame is just Super Bowls. His individual numbers are darn good, too. He hasn't had the best supporting cast.
Did you hear Brett Favre today? He even said he ain't the greatest quarterback, talent-wise. Everybody knows he's the GOAT. He is not the GOAT.
I say that. I said that. Nobody would say he's got the most talent, but that's the thing. Quarterbacking especially is about more than talent. Did Joe Montana have the most talent? He was a 3rd-round pick. No. The best quarter, it's about leadership. Yeah, you got to have some arm talent and all that. But it's intangibles, man. And I know you like to poo-poo it, but deep down inside, you know it's true. Leadership, relationships with your players. Why is Antonio Brown cool with Tom Brady, but everywhere else he goes, he raises Kane? I mean, you saw it. Mike Evans, Bruce Arians, player after player, Ndamukong Suh, talking about, man, when that dude steps into the locker room, you know you got a chance to win. And that is his history. Even the great Bill Belichick has been trash without Tom Brady. He's made the playoffs one time in 8 years without Tom Brady.
When Malcolm Butler didn't play? Was Brady an impact on Malcolm Butler not playing in the Super Bowl? Where was Brady to make sure that Malcolm Butler was going to be there if he has an impact on the play?
What is he supposed to do?
I don't know. I'm asking you, talking about intangibles. I'm talking about, well, how come Malcolm Butler wasn't on board with the Super Bowl and Brady?
Isn't that your mantra? Brady would coach?
No, Brady would have been able to corral him in and make sure that he would be there because he's had such an impact on the team. I'm asking you.
Are you going to sit here and say Tom Brady doesn't impact his locker room?
I'm asking you, why didn't he impact Malcolm Butler so that he could have played the Super Bowl?
That's one time out of 21 years.
All right, I'm asking.
Okay, I mean, seriously, does he have to be perfect? Ain't nobody perfect in the sports world.
Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it. That's a line from The Wizard of Oz.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
All right.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You could call in. It's Trash Talking Tuesday. Get your takes ready. You got about 20 minutes to call in. But we're going to get a little bit more into Russell Wilson after this break. All right, couple. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Rob, we've been talking a little bit about him, Russell Wilson, and Brock Huard, former NFL quarterback. He'll join us in a few moments, and he is up in Seattle, a football analyst up in Seattle. So we will get into some of this with him, what's going on. But let's check out here. We're going to hear a long extended version of Russell Wilson's press conference today. It's about a minute long because he said more than just, I want to say in the personnel. Here he is.
I think that ultimately, for me personally, I think that I want to be able to be involved because at the end of the day, it's your legacy. It's your team's legacy. It's, it's the guys you get to go into the huddle with. And at the end of the day, those guys, you got to trust, when you think about, one of the reasons why Tom went to Tampa was because he felt like he could trust those guys and Bruce was going to give him the opportunity. I think for me, anytime you bring free agents in, other players, you want the best players, guys who love the game, guys you want to be a part of that. And as a player, you kind of know that. You get to be around Pro Bowls. You get to kind of see these guys. You get to be in the huddle with the linemen or receivers or, get to be around defensive guys. And so you kind of build that over time and get to see who can really play. As a player, you really know. So I think that relationship is really key, and that dialogue between, especially being a veteran player, that dialogue is really important.
Yeah, but that's a long-winded way of not answering my question. Are you involved in personnel decisions? Have you been involved in personnel decisions?
Not as much. I don't, I think that,
Do you want to be involved, Russ?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it helps to be involved more. But I think that dialogue should happen more often, in my opinion.
Rob, I think some of that's a guy that's lost some faith in his front office.
Well, he should ask for a trade and go somewhere else then. I mean, I just, Russell Wilson, it's hard for me to buy into it when people talk about how long he holds on to the ball. Guys who do that on quarterbacks get sacked, Chris. And I gave you the stat, football focus.
That 104?
104.
He still would be right there with the most sacked quarterbacks.
Okay, but I'm just saying, but part of it is him as well. It's not always on the offensive line. Some quarterbacks run themselves into sacks or hold on to the ball too long. There's but so long you could hold the defensive line at bay. You don't have an unlimited amount of time to make a play.
I'm shocked that you think players voicing their opinion is a problem. I mean, he didn't say, I want to be able to pick the coach. I want to be able to make the roster. He just said, I'd like to be involved.
You heard and Charlie, right, about ripping your teammates in public. I just think it's a bad look, Chris. I mean, we could disagree.
Yeah.
If you want to voice that and talk about the offensive line with the GM or whatever behind closed doors, but to go on national radio and talk about or in front of people and say that, oh, I've been sacked all these times and this got to get better and we need to do this or do that, I think that's counterproductive. That's
he
just
also
me.
Said he had to improve too.
Oh, he just threw that in there because he knew what he was saying.
Well, how are you going to say that?
Because that's my feeling.
Yeah.
I don't have any proof.
That doesn't mean it's right.
I don't have any proof, but I'm just saying.
If we're going to take the words he said, let's take all the words he said. He said, I got to improve too. If I say I got to improve, we got to improve, and, we got to get a better pass rush, I got to, get rid of the ball faster, things like that. I mean, they do. I'm sure this is a guy, as you know, who went to the Super Bowl early in his career, twice, and hasn't been back in a while. And I think, I think dudes, this is just a combination of them kind of watching the top players in, and I think, Rob, the top player in basketball and the top player in football right now. I think that's what these dudes are doing. They're looking at LeBron. He's, taking control of where he goes.
And he's
all
won
that.
Four championships in 17 years.
Hey, okay. That's not bad. It's not Jordan, but it's still four championships is great. And then they're looking at Tom Brady. You heard, he even talked about Tom Brady. They probably know. They probably remember, man, Bruce Arians didn't even want Antonio Brown. Brady said, let's go get him.
How about the six championships Tom Brady won where everybody says he didn't have any talent except for the 1 year? So how is that different?
Except for what one year?
Except for the year he had Randy Moss. Other than that, everybody says he didn't have anybody. He doesn't have anybody. And now they're saying, look at what Tom Brady did. What did he do? He sat there, took pay cuts. They didn't put money into the team, and they still won because they had a great defense. I don't know what Tom Brady did in New England. I don't know what
really?
They did in New England.
He won six Super Bowls.
No, I'm talking about personnel moves, Chris. Where were the receivers?
I didn't mention personnel moves in New England. I mentioned personnel moves in Tampa. And so did Russell Wilson.
So how did he win? He didn't have control over the roster in New England. I'm asking.
I don't think he had any control in New England. I mean, we know that. That was part of the issue, right? They wanted, you know, Garoppolo. Oh, he's you know, breathing down my neck. Bill wants to play. We know he didn't have any say in New England. But he had say in Tampa Bay, and he turned a perennial loser into a Super Bowl champion. And I think these guys are saying, I want to take control of my legacy. I mean, that's what Wilson said. I'd rather
control your legacy. Don't throw an interception at the 1 yard line. You would have two Super Bowls.
He made a mistake. It was a bad play. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, what? There's no question.
Was that because they didn't have the right offensive linemen? What was that? Why did they lose that Super Bowl?
Not on that play, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I mean, it wasn't.
Just curious. Okay.
But the fact is, you try to make everything black and white, and most things are nuanced. And the fact is, regardless of that play, which was first Pete Carroll's mistake, then Russell Wilson's, that he still has been sacked 100 times more than any other quarterback in the NFL. Guess what?
Does he have any blame?
He's not the only one that holds the ball too long.
Does he have any blame in that, Chris?
Sure.
That's all I'm asking. Okay.
Some,
all
right. But not most of it. Most of it is that his offensive line is not that good. And that's not a revelation. You turn on the game every Sunday and you're watching him running for his life.
It's funny because he was the MVP for the first 7 or 8 weeks of the season with the same offensive line.
Yeah,
I remember him throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns every game. And now all of a sudden they're no good. Come on, man. I'm not buying.
Rob, was he sitting in the pocket for the first 7 or 8 games? Or was he scrambling like he always does?
It worked. Did it work? He was the MVP of the league.
That's hard to keep up. That's hard to keep up. All right, you got 10 minutes. You can start calling in, actually, in about 5 minutes for Trash Talking Tuesday. But we're going to get to our interview with Brock Huard.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Former NFL quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And now a Fox football analyst who lives up there in Seattle. So a great man to have on, Brock Huard. Brock, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
What's up?
Happy 2021, man. Been too long.
No doubt. I know.
And there's a lot to talk about starting up there in Seattle. what is going on with – look, Russell Westbrook spoke a few weeks ago.
Russ Wilson.
Today he talked about wanting some say in the personnel. He said that a few weeks ago, as I said, was critical of the offensive line. Even today said on the Dan Patrick Show, he doesn't know if he's available. Like, is there any feeling up there or around the organization that Russell may want out, that he's dropping hints, or is that not even crossing people's minds?
I like your little Freudian slip with Russell Westbrook because Russell Westbrook likes to make some noise, and Russell Wilson has never made this kind of noise. I mean, when you look up in the dictionary of like a pro's pro, just a corporate say the right thing, never ever even close, you know, to making, you know, serious noise, other than, you know, his agent, Mark Rogers, baseball agent, who I think is leveraged during his 2 contract negotiations pretty well. But that was always, you know, Russell's team. That was people, you know, leveraging for him. This is the first time that you've heard him make this kind of statement. And I think it's honestly more than anything, I think he's just trying to like flex. He's flexing and saying, hey, man, this is a game in a league today where players have more power than they ever have. I'm watching Aaron Rodgers. I'm watching Deshaun Watson. I'm watching Matthew Stafford. I'm watching these guys use some of that leverage, and as one of the 3 to 4 best in the game, I want to make it clear that you guys either shore up this offensive line, make this team better, or I may be looking for some other solutions.
Well, Brock, I have a big issue with it. First of all, his legacy would be better if he didn't throw an interception at the one-yard line in the Super Bowl to lose. I mean, that's just fact. That had nothing to do with the offensive line. Number two, I think it's bad business and bad for a locker room for a quarterback to rip on his offensive line. Those guys aren't trying to get you sacked. Russell Wilson holds on to the ball too long, Brock, and Pro Football Focus has him that he's responsible for 104 of his sacks in his career because he didn't get rid of the ball or do what he was supposed to do. So it's easy just to blame the offensive line. And I'm not saying it's perfect or a great offensive line, but I don't think that solves anything. I really don't. Ripping it in public.
You know, Rob, I'm mostly with you. Like, if, and I know Russell a little bit, and if and when I talk to him next, I'm just going to say to him, what's the upside?
Right.
What was the upside? What's really the upside of making this public? Pete Carroll's got a long-term extension. John Schneider's got a long-term extension. You still have years on your extension. None of you are going anywhere. So if you've got beef and you've got issues, then you keep that internal. And you can make maybe all that noise you want internally. This must be a reflection that he feels like he's not getting heard in that building. Because to me, Rob, everything you say, I can't really disagree with it. I just don't think there's much upside at all. That is not his brand. I think there's sometimes players like Russell, you know, there's times even in business dealings that I've had in my life where I'm like, and my wife has said to me, you're too nice. You're too nice.
I get it.
And sometimes when you're too nice, you just feel like, A, you're not getting heard. B, the guy that's not nice is getting taken care of.
Stepping over, maybe, right.
You know, so, but again, even with that, I still say, much like you do, Rob, I just don't see the upside of making this public.
Yep.
Brock Huard, Fox Sports football analyst, joining the iCouple. From the outside looking in, it looks like, you know, Russell's got great respect in that locker room and organization. How do you think his comments will play in the locker room, particularly amongst the offensive linemen?
Well, I think Debo, Dwayne Brown, the left tackle, will look at him and be like, oh, really? You know, like you're really doing this? To Rob's point, like we're doing the best we can. The challenge, you know, in that division now, you got to block Aaron Donald. And Aaron Donald has been a nightmare for Russell. He has taken a beating from that guy for really the entirety of his 9-year career. So, you know, some of Russell's comments are, man, until we can block Aaron Donald, until we can block the 49ers, and when Bosa and Thomas come back, until we can block Chandler Jones, like I know how brutal it is, and we need to block those guys up. And I sat in that owner's, you know, the commissioner's suite with Mr. Goodell, me and Sierra, and I was probably uttering that, watching that game to the commish. Like, Tom's got, you know, Tristan Wirfs, and he's got Jensen. He's got guys that can protect him, and he's not under constant duress. Oh, and you see how Mahomes is having to play? That's how I've had to play against the Niners and the Rams in my own division, getting beat up and running for my life. So I think, honestly, that's where a lot of this is born out of. He is trying to make his voice heard. He's trying to make sure everyone knows he's not just a nice guy that's going to sit around and take a pounding and a beating in his own division, and he would like to see some better people up front. Now, Dwayne Brown, as I said, would probably take some issue with that. Outside of Dwayne, I don't think there's many other guys on that O-line that really have a lot of say and a lot of voice. They got to get it right.
Brock, here's the other thing. You know, we know that Deshaun Watson, and he wants to pick the general manager and the coach, and I'm not against players who, you know, if the front office comes down and kicks an idea around, but I don't see how a quarterback or a player is going to be involved. How do they know who's the best general managers? Okay,
agreed.
What if he picks the coach and the coach is a flop? What if it's his guy? Now what? Do we get rid of the coach, the general manager, and the quarterback because he picked them? And if you're the general manager and you start doing this, you're going to be held responsible when it doesn't work out. I just think it's a slippery slope. If they want to invite you and have a conversation, I get it, and that would be welcoming. But to throw a hissy fit because you weren't in on the general manager, I can't get with that. I'm all for players. I'm all for players. But this is like stepping over the line.
Well, two things to jump out to me. My father-in-law was a good businessman, much better than I was. I'm the son of school teachers. I keep it simple. You know, I'm not an entrepreneur. He was. And he would always say to me, different deals would come on my plate during, you know, the last couple of decades. And he would say to me, what makes you think you can do another man's job better than him? That's another man's business. Your business is football. Your business is the media. You know, for a while I was in real estate. Like, those were my business. That's what I spent my time, my passion, my energy with. Like, Russell, your job is to be quarterback. Your job, you're not a general manager. And you don't have the time nor the energy to do that job. That is John Snyder, who's done a pretty darn good job of it, drafting you, drafting DK, drafting Bobby, drafting Richard, drafting lots of Hall of Famers. And, you know, that's his duty. That's his job. Now, if he comes to you, as you said, and said, well, hey, what do you think here? You know these guys. You've been around them at Pro Bowl.
Right.
I'm going to take you in your information. That's you know, I think that is reasonable. But to do another man's job and to think you can do it better than him, you better be pretty careful.
And Brock, let me jump in one last thing. Bill Parcells proclaimed the same exact thing. If I'm making the meal, I want to buy the groceries. Did he ever win as general manager? He never won again. And Bill Parcells is a great coach. The job he did with the Jets when they were, what, 1-15, and then he got them to the AFC Championship. He was a hell of a coach. But general manager, I don't know if he was a great general manager. He never won doing both jobs.
And Russell Wilson is a hell of a quarterback. And Russell Wilson is flexing the power of players today to say, my voice is going to be heard. And you know, the status quo of what we have been doing, and me being Mr. Nice Guy, in watching defensive linemen turn into offensive linemen, tight ends turn to tackles. Last year, you went volume, signed a bunch of guys, ended up training one who never played a snap that you paid $5 million to. Like, this has got to get right. We need difference makers, and I need them up front because, let's face it, guys, next year will be year 10 in the NFL for us. It was fascinating, I'm sure, to him. If I could have just felt every thought bubble out of his head watching that Super Bowl, because I know he looked at Patrick Mahomes and said, I remember that. I remember when I ran 4.5 out of college, and I was the wizard, and I was extending every play and doing that. And then on the other side, he looked at Tom and goes, yep, and I'm going to be like him one day. I want to play till I'm 45. And if I do, then I know I need more help up in front of me, because I'm not going to be doing what Mahomes is doing. And already some of that is evolving in his game. So I think, honestly, this is a manifestation of a lot of thought. It's watching that Super Bowl pretty closely. And it's knowing that right now players have more voice and more power than they've ever had certainly in his career.
That's Brock Huard, Fox football analyst. Great stuff, man. We appreciate the time,
Brock. Man, really good.
Brock.
We appreciate you.
Always fun to be on the Odd Couple. You guys be well.
Thank you.
All right, brother. See you.
All right.
All right. It's time. Yep. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday. Get your takes ready. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a ton on your car insurance. It's time, folks, for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Let's get to it, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in Los Angeles. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, what's up, Rob, the sports rabbi Parker? Let me say this. Chris Broussard is my friend, okay? Now, Chris, I could rip you in my home. I could rip you, Chris, because you gave me the Whitlock treatment on Friday. You told me not to call in for a month, delete my Twitter, all because I tried to tell you that Mahomes didn't have he wasn't Jordan S and didn't have GOAT potential. I could tell you that he had 9 yards passing in the first quarter. You won't hear that. I could tell you that he was 0-for-6 on passes, 20 yards or more. You won't hear that.
Ain't nobody else had a bad game.
You won't hear none of that. But let me preach to you since you're a preacher. And I could tell you that his passer rating, amen, was worse than Rex Grossman, yes, sir, in his loss. And let me tell you, in the words of Clarence Williams III, who played in that movie, yes, sir, Deep Cover, Mahomes played like stank on doo-doo. How about those apples?
Wow. That's it?
All right.
Come, Tony, I expected more, bro.
Thanks, Tony. More. Appreciate it. Chad in Texas, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing you, Rob Parker. The reason why you absolutely make me sick. I've never seen I've never heard of someone trashing in Haiti on the most successful player in NFL history. All you've done is trash a man who is a grown man, a family man, something you know about. And the reason why is because champions don't like champions. And Tom Brady is a champion. You can't deny that. If you don't want to call him the greatest of all time, that's fine. Chris Broussard does, Tony Romo does, and even Stephen A. Smith. If you ask 9 people, do you know Stephen A. Smith? Out of 10, not even to say yes. If you ask 10 people, who's Rob Parker? You may get 2. And Rob Parker, I was once on the Parker platoons, but now I'm off. And we all know, wow, if Tom Brady, I'm not going to
spit it out, Chad. Spit it out. Okay, thank you. We're done.
Tom Brady was,
all these pauses. What is all that?
Talking,
that's all right. We just got room for other people. You could go ahead, jump on
you
Chris's bandwagon.
Of room.
That's right, plenty of room. Because I only got sincere people who don't jump off at the drop of a dime.
He
who
got
stick
seven
with me.
Sincere people.
That's why we're going with Max in Georgia. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Max?
Max, keep it real.
I'm trashing both the NFL and the NBA for lack of promotion of players, lack of respect for your fans. We've seen both LeBron and Brady now 10 times. We're over it. The ratings have shown. The people aren't intrigued. LeBron last year, Brady this year. You know, Brady has 3 Super Bowl ratings stats I will never forget. He shares the highest rating, and he also shares the 3 lowest Super Bowl ratings, this one notwithstanding. The Romans gave the people the vote who moves on and who doesn't. Our gladiators aren't being promoted. We only hear about LeBron and Brady. The leagues are being filled with young talent all over the place. Their own league mix have called this agenda and narrative out in their own way. Let's stop the damn luster and more of the youngsters. I'm out.
I love it, Max.
I don't love get that. It. I love Max, but I don't get that. I mean, if they're getting to the Super Bowl in the finals, what are we supposed to do?
Who was that? Who was that
you
guy?
You
want to
vote on who gets
Chad,
there?
Come Chad
on.
Said he. I made him sick. Did you hear that, Chris? He said I made him sick.
Yeah, he came pretty hard at you.
All right, Joe in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Good restraint, though. You showed
you're
good.
On the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. I didn't say anything. I just said,
you did a good job.
Yeah, I want to trash Rob Parker because you always go back to that Super Bowl of the Rams versus the Patriots. And you say, well, Tom Brady didn't have a good game. But the Rams had a loaded defense with Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh. What was he supposed to do? He played good enough to win the game against those two monsters, plus their rest of their loaded defense. So give him some credit, man. And also give credit to defenses. You know, it always ends with offense that makes mistakes. Sometimes the defense are good. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Good job.
Real quick.
Chad,
we got time for Rob in Montana. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Rob, you got 30 seconds.
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good.
You're good, brother.
Yeah, I want to trash talk Rob Parker.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not a Brady fan at all. I'm a Raiders fan, and my heart still hurts from 2002 with that stupid Tuck rule. And no way am I a Brady fan. And Hill should not have gotten the MVP. It should have been the whole defense getting an MVP. Patrick Mahomes scored 0 points. That's the first time in his career.
No
that
doubt.
He scored.
Thanks.
All right. Good call. That was a good trash talk.
I was too Rob Parker heavy. Are you kidding?
It was like 3 or 4 of them. Yeah, you, and Tony was the worst. Tony, man, come on, man.
Tony was great.
More,
Tony's a great trasher.
I don't think Tony ever.
You know
been
what? The next time you take a day off, we need to get Tony in on the show. You know, when you're off, he brings it.
Oh, stop it! You want easy prey. Prey.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.